Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. So the song says, mountains are still being, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Woo! We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do, 'cause we need a move. Woo! We need a move. Can you shout that out? We need a move. We need a move. Yeah. We need a move. And bodies are still being raised. Hey! Giants are still being slain.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
First one. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh is of God.
Yes.
Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
Of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist.
Yes.
Of ye heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that scripture, sister. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now we come to testimony service this morning. Anyone have a testimony for the Lord this morning? Online? Thank you, Lord. Anyone? I know God did something good for you last week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody on Facebook? You type in this morning what he has done for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like I said, I've given my testimony this morning. I just thank God for being in the land of living this morning. Because I could have been dead, but I'm here, and I thank him for that. I thank him for my husband for healing his body this morning. Hallelujah. And he's a healer, and we thank you, Lord, for healing him right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for my children. My grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, they're all of my children are in the land of living this morning. So far, I have no phone call saying that anyone in my family have gone on this morning. I thank God for that. All my brothers and sisters, my natural brothers and sisters still in the land of living this morning. I thank him for that. I think about all my brothers and sisters in Christ. They are here this morning. They're still in the land of living this morning. And I give him praise for he provided food for our table all last week. He put a shelter over our heads, gave a clothes to wear over our bodies. And I thank you for that, because so many people don't have nowhere to lay their head, no food to eat and no clothes to wear. You know, they wear the same thing over and over, but I thank God that I can change clothes all through the week, and I thank you for that.
Amen.
Because I have that, and though I want to, but if I do, I can. And I thank you for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. Holy is the God we serve. Holy is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Holy is the God we serve. Righteous is the God we serve. Righteous is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, people. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Holy, holy is the God we serve today. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah, for serving our mighty and good God today, hallelujah. A God, hallelujah, that hears our prayers and he answers our prayers. He might not come when we think he should, but he knows the right time to come. And we just thank this moment for being on time, God, this morning, hallelujah. He's an on-time God in your life, my life. But I just thank you for being an on-time God this morning, because he is a mighty God, hallelujah. He's a mighty, mighty good God, hallelujah. And I thank him this morning, hallelujah. I thank him, I praise him, I gave him honor, and I gave him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 There's something down inside of me. Keep telling me to go ahead.
Yeah.
Something down inside of me. Keep telling me to go ahead. Something down inside of me. Keep giving me to go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Something down inside of me keep telling me to go ahead. Something down inside of me keep telling me to go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Holy Ghost down inside of me keep telling me to go ahead. Holy Ghost down inside of me keep telling me to go ahead. Holy Ghost outside of me, keep telling me to go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Hallelujah. There's something down inside of me, something down inside of you that's telling you to go ahead. The Holy Ghost down inside of us, keep telling us to go ahead. Sometimes we want to give up. We want to throw in the towel. So our hands up to God. We don't believe in you no more, God. Where are you when we need you, God? I know everyone has said that. And you have it. You know, we all sometimes say, God, where are you? Do you hear us, Lord? We've been praying for 10 years, Lord. We've been praying for 20 years, Lord. And you still haven't came, Lord. We're holding you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Is that what we will have faith in you like we say we do, Lord? Sometimes I know I said it. I said that, Lord, where are you? Lord, I've been in pain for 20, as alone, for about 13 years now. Where are you, Lord? But he did tell me, didn't I hear you from heaven? Yes, you did, Lord. So I can hear you from your pain. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. He is a healer. He did heal me over. Now, I keep forgetting it. 11 years ago. And I thank you for that. I know it. The doctors, he put the doctors in my life. I know he did because he gave me all of the best doctors. And I thank you for that. You know, when I went to chemo, I didn't want to go to chemo. The only time I cried, it was that told me I had to take chemo. The whole process of time, I did not shed a tear. But on that time, I did. But I just suck it up and said, come on, you can handle that. So I just, the only time through the whole process, and even through that, it told me, you was the thing that we needed. And when you came in, we got the medicine that we needed for other people. So God blessed me to help other people.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that. Because if I had turned down the chemo, the network got together for the other people. And I thank God how he used you for other people through things. And I thank you for that this morning. See, I'm standing here this morning, a living testimony that he is a healer. So this morning, you go to end phase this morning. Sickness, pain, diseases, God can heal. Because I'm a living testimony this morning that he can heal. And I thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's real. real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah.
Preach to them, or they could be upset with me, you know, asking someone back.
Amen.
You know, I'm always chill, you know, just like they need. And so, we got, we live in a world today. We talk about today, 9-year-olds talk about lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, where the parents at? Your mindset, just don't know your mindset should be like.
Amen.
I take two belts and a tree to that back side. And I can just come out your mouth again another time.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Where's the stern parents at today? And so we just got to keep praying for this world.
Yes.
We know it ain't going to get no better. But what we can pray for the circumstances, the situations that keep alive get better.
Mm-hmm.
And our lives get better. But pray for the children.
Amen.
School, pray for their parents, mothers become mothers again, fathers become fathers and men of God in the place that God put them to be. May God give them authority.
Yeah.
We got a lot to just pray for. You know, you'll be praying. God don't like long prayers, but we got so much to pray for. You'll be on your knees for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that
amen. You're right.
Because you want to pray for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to name that thing out by name.
Thank you, Lord.
But,
hallelujah.
I don't know. Sometimes I gotta pray. So just keep saying our strength, and we all come together.
Amen.
Prayers. We got three prayers, four prayers here. We all come together. That's a powerful prayer.
Amen.
In unity.
Amen.
Lord, and that somebody online get the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank God for that testimony this morning. You know, like you said, you know that I was, I think maybe someone sent me where they say where they put people in jail for protesting at the abortion clinic. And a fine to $2,000 and a fine, you know, but we're going to have to, like I said, die for him, or go to jail for him. I mean, you know, some of us say we are not ready for that, to be honest, you know, but like I said, but they are trying to turn our children over to the mindset, I'm a boy, I'm a girl, and you're not so. But when God made you, when you were born, they were what you was. But, you know, but like the parents, they're afraid to do anything now because, like I said, jail time, fines, but we got to stand for the word, though. Got to stand for the word. And that's what, and that's all I know we have to do, got to stand for the word of God. And the word of God is truth, and that man be a lie. So, you know, hallelujah. You are holy God. You are holy God, holy God, holy God. Yes, you are holy God. You are holy God. You are holy God. Holy God, holy God. Yes, you are holy God. You are holy, you are holy, holy God, holy God, yes, you are holy God. You are righteous God, you are righteous God. Righteous God, righteous God, yes, you are. Righteous God, you are righteous, you are righteous, righteous God, righteous God, yes, you are righteous God, you are awesome God, you are an awesome God. Awesome God, awesome God, yes, you are awesome God. You are awesome. You are awesome. Awesome God, awesome God, yes you are. Holy God, holy God, yes you are. Righteous God, righteous God, yes you are. Righteous God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He's an awesome God. And all the things that we cannot fathom what he is, but he is. And we're thinking he created the heavens and the earth. Creeping, crawling things. I said, Lord, why do you make creeping, crawling things? You know, but they're here for a purpose. Everything he made was for a purpose. But a roach, but you know, he made it for a purpose. You know, and he made the beauty of the fields. He made the fish in the sea. Everything were made by him and for him. He made man in his likeness. And we are thinking we are spirit man in his likeness. Not our festive man here, but our spirit man is made in his likeness. And I just thank God for his word today that I hide it in my heart that I might not sin against him. And I thank God for being who he is in our lives, in the Page household, that our children will come back to him and seek him for the things that they need in their lives right now. I pray that he save our granddaughters. We pray that he save our granddaughters. Because you know, they are walking right now, and they think they don't need him. They don't believe in him. But we know he's real. He's real even for those that are not seeking him. He's real. Because our friend just walked in this morning. He's here this morning. He could have been gone. He have two broke hips. But the Lord got him walking this morning. How good the Lord is. For those that trust in him. Amen. We thank you. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. It's time you walk in the house, but it's good to see you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, that's it. Okay, now we're going to turn it in the hand of our pastor, my husband, father of my children, and the love of my life.
Amen. Thank God. You know, if it hadn't been for God, we wouldn't be here this morning.
Amen.
You know, it gets me sometimes, you know, I think about how people boast up against God and how they rise up against God and how they tell them, well, I don't want to talk to you, God. I ain't thinking about you. And I realize he's the one that holds the breath. Amen. He's the one that holds the strength. He's the one in control of the blood in your veins. And but yet we have the ability and have a mindset to want to resist the God that controls all things. I don't know. That makes me think we kind of stupid or something, amen. You know, that's why they said the fool that said in his heart, there is no God. But let me know he's kind of stupid to be able to resist the one that's given him breath, life, and caused him to have his being, and you want to rise up against him. Now, I don't understand that sometimes, how we do that. I don't want to serve God. I don't have time for God. And then most of the time, we don't have time for God until something happens.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Then when something happens, then, will you pray for me? Well, you didn't want no prayer last week. Well, I was doing all right last week.
Amen.
But why you want Jesus now? And even the atheists, you know, they don't believe, you know, it takes more to believe that there is not than it is to believe that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you see the sun, and then you're going to say, well, I know it says that it was God that put it out there, and I see the sun. That can't be no God.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you're going through all, everything that you see in nature. You're denying nature. And when you deny nature, you're denying God. But if you can't deny nature, how can you deny there's a God?
Amen.
How can you say there is no God and you see nature? There it is. As it been said, it was God that created the heavens and the earth. It is God that made everything therein. And it's God that made mankind. It is God that caused the birds and the bees and the trees. The what said the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. I know I'm going back. My brother, he started thinking. He started going back when I talk about, and let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. But and the moon up above and stars up above. You know, that was a song a long time ago. But yet the song was being sang, and yet everybody was still getting up and saying, there is no God.
Amen.
How can we say that, sit there and resist and saying, there is no God?
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite understand, you know. Even though I might not want to do right, but I still don't want to say there ain't no God, amen?
Amen.
Hmm? You might just say, well, I'm not going to do right and take the penalty of not doing what's right, but still I've got to recognize there is a God, amen? Huh? How many know there's a God, amen?
Amen.
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 Praise God. You know, so many times, you know, we, anybody ever talk to themselves sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say you're talking to yourself. And you said that you have a conversation going with yourself. That's what we say, you know. But who is that other person that you're talking to? There's flesh and spirit there, right? They're talking. They communicate. Because, you know, when you want to do, you get ready to do something wrong, you'll start talking to yourself. Well, you know you shouldn't do that. Well, who's saying that? I'm getting ready to do it. You're telling me I know I shouldn't do that. So there's communication going on within yourself. And so, you know, if God is a spirit, there's something going on within you to let you know that there is a God. There is something there. You can't explain it all the time. You don't know what it is all the time. But at least you know that there's something in there that's communicating with you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, this is the way God communicates with his people. Amen. You might not hear an audible voice coming from the heavens, even though he can do that. But there's something on the inside of you is speaking to you at all times to let you know that I'm there, even though you don't see me.
Amen.
I've always been talking to you, even though you didn't pay no attention to me. But nevertheless, God has always been in your life.
Amen.
And how is it that people can turn around and reject the God that's speaking to them every day? When something wakes you up in the morning and says, get up. You say, well, that wasn't under me because I want to sleep. Huh? There's something always contrary to what it is that you want to do, that you know there's something talking to you and speaking to you to let you know that he's so. He is. Even though you can't see me, even though, you know, we say we can't feel him, but, you know, sometimes things get on you and you know there's something moving in you, amen. Praise God. But even though you said you can't touch him, smell him, or whatever, but God is still God, amen, because what? He's spirit. And then we won't recognize the spirit even that's talking to you every day. That's God.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. And what I've been wondering that won't have been talked about, you know, we've been looking at, you know, I've been, I got to start watching these YouTubes. I got to stop watching that. And the reason for it, because you see so much junk on there that it makes you upset when you listen to it. Now, sitting there listening at yesterday, I believe it was, that this young, I was listening at what you call a religious program. That's what I'm going to call it. And I'm going to stop listening to it. It was a religious program that came on. This young man called in, and he was broken. You can tell he was broken. And they asked him, what is wrong? He said, I've been dating this transgender woman. And there's something on the inside of me. I don't feel right about it. And he said, and I'm feeling broken about it, you know. And they said, how long has it been going on? He said, it's been going on a couple of years, you know what I mean? And I just don't feel right about it. And do you know what the religious people told him? I wish I could have called in. They told him, oh, well, what kind of background did you come from? Well, I came from a background that said that it was wrong. They told me, you know, men shouldn't go with another man. I came from that background. And you know what they did? They told him that the people who told him that was wrong.
Really?
Hey. Our religious program.
Right, religious.
Our religious program that told him that the way he was feeling, you know, he shouldn't have been feeling that way because of the people who had taught him was wrong in what they told him, that it was all right. Well, the word says you just accept Jesus as your Savior, and then you say, but there's more to it than that.
Amen. That's right.
The Bible says you must believe. And if you want to believe something, you're going to do something if you believe something. Jesus didn't come for you to stay the same.
Amen.
Jesus came to bring change to your life.
Amen.
And what we need in our life, we need change in our life. And Jesus came to bring change when he said, you must be born again. That means that if he wants you to be born again, that means he didn't want you to continue being who you used to be.
Amen.
But they told him it was all right for him to feel that way. Oh, I'm telling you, church folks are going to hell. I'm going to call them church folks, amen. I'm not going to call them godly people, but I'm going to say church people are going to hell.
Amen.
Because church people is going along with the devil now. Church people have signed with the devil. Church people is going along with the world. You can't go along with the world and be in God. Sometimes he said you got to serve one or the other.
Amen.
You can't be serving two masters.
No.
It's either your flesh going to be the master or you're going to allow God to be your master. Somebody, we got to make some choices here in these last days. You got to make a decision what you want to do. It's either going to be heaven or hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in between. Ain't no gray area. Ain't no purgatory. Praise God. You think you're going to purgatory, and well, bring me $1,000. I pray you out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. you know that's what some people tell you, you know. If your family in purgatory, give us $1,000 and bring us a lot of money, and we'll pray and get them out of purgatory. But what does the Bible say? After death comes what? Judgment. If you ain't right when you leave, you're not going to be right when you get there. And if you don't make up your mind here on this side, there ain't no going to be nothing on the other side. We got to get it right in these last days here. Amen. It's either going to be holiness of hell. It's either going to be separated from the world or you're going to be joined to the world. Ain't going to be no in between.
Amen.
You know, I'm trying to say amen. There got to be some changes made, amen. We can't just be hopping along on one leg, anyway. We got to get on both feet, amen. We got to become real in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, one thing you can't do, you can't fool yourself.
Amen.
Mm. Yeah, you can't fool yourself. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to change because you can't fool yourself. You know where you are. You know what you're thinking. You already know. You know when you ain't doing right. Nobody even has to tell you. You know that ain't right. You know you shouldn't be doing it. But we do it anyway, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God don't need to come down here and hit you side the head most of the time now and let you know when you're doing wrong. He's not that kind of God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I said, God said he need change, amen. What did you say? Repent. What they came preaching. Repent, change your mind. Change your way. Change your idea about who I am. I don't understand how God works all the time. Amen. I don't understand how you can preach about a man, amen, that came from Galilee, amen. Amen. That died on the cross and shed his blood and rose on the third day by talking about him. It'll change my life. It'll change my way. I don't understand how it works. This is what it says, come the preaching of the gospel. It changes you. Well, what is it talking about a man that died and rose again going to change me? I don't know how it works. I'm not that smart. I just know it works, amen. This is why we have to do it by faith. We don't understand everything, amen. We don't know, understand how he's doing, but we have to believe that what? He said it and he's going to do it. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Let me get some scriptures here, amen. What did I say first, Sister Page?
Micah
chapter 6. 1-4. Read, somebody. Read. I mean, Sister Page, fast now. Get it up. Don't be dragging.
What the Lord said.
Huh?
Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hill hear thy voice.
What did they say now?
Hear now ye the Lord.
What did they say? Hear now ye the Lord. Hear what God's saying, amen. So see, the thing it is that what is it? We're not listening to what God says. Mm-hmm. Huh? We want to continue to listen to what we say, or we want to put ourselves in the midst of it, but we don't want to put God in it, amen. Hear what the Lord said. Who said it? This is what God says, amen. It's not what I say, but it's about what God says. See, too much time is all about how I feel about it and how I think about it. But he said, hear what I say about it. See, this is where it's going to come to take the change. You got to hear what God says. When we talk about there is a way that seems right, but in the end it leads to destruction, amen. Your way might look like it's right. What you're doing, you might think it's right. Amen. But it always leads to destruction. What is that? Hear who? Hear what the Lord says. Read.
Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord from the sun of earth, and ye strong foundations of the earth.
Hear ye the mountains, the high places. Amen. You know, the high place. The highest place in you is your mind. Amen. It's like a mountain. Amen. Hear what God says, amen. The Lord has a what? God has a problem with us, amen. He got a controversy with us. And because he's got a controversy, he's trying to come and straighten things out, amen. And see what's going to be happening now, we got to straighten things out because we're at odds with God. Amen. We're not going along with God. We got our own program, amen. Amen. We got our own thing. Amen. We don't care what God says because it's all about how I feel and how I think and what I want and what I want to do and where I want to go and what I want. It's all about you. You know, the whole problem is, so he's got a controversy with you, because if you don't agree with God, then you must be agreeing with the devil.
Amen.
When we in disagreement with one another, we got a controversy going on, amen. We got an argument going on. So God said, hey, we got a problem, y'all, amen. I'm saying one thing and you saying something else. I'm requiring one thing and you doing something else. We don't want to do what's required. You know, you can't even get a job if you don't do the requirements. You might get it, but they're going to fire you. They do the requirements, amen. And so even though you might accept God, amen, like you somebody said, well, you just accept Jesus as your personal Savior, and you shall be saved. Well, yeah, but there's some requirements goes along when you get your job, amen.
Amen.
And, you know, that's all it might take to get your job, but there's some requirements to keep the job.
Amen.
Even though God saves you, amen, but there's some requirement in being saved, amen. He requires certain things, amen. Praise God. See, God has a requirement of me. God said there are things that I should do, amen. Huh? God said that I should be holy, amen. God said I should walk righteous and live righteous, amen. God said I should be separated from sin, amen. God said so I should be separated from the world, amen. God said I can't continue in sin and still be able to say that I got God at the same time. We're going to prove that in a minute. Read on, Sister Page.
The Lord had a covenant with his people,
mm-hmm.
and he was pleading with
Micah chapter 6. MICAH. 6:2 now.
I'm on verse 3 now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my people, what have I done to thee?
Now listen, that's what God is saying here. Oh, my people. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What have I done to you? Read on.
And wherein have I wearied thee?
Testify
against me.
He said, tell me what I've done. So why is it that we don't want to serve God? I mean, God, here's a God now that created everything and that made everything and can take you out at any time he want to take you out. And he's coming to ask you, well, what have I done to you? What do I ask you to do that's so bad that you don't want to serve me? God has, here's a God. It seems like God is pleased with people. Well, why would a God with all power plead with people except that he loved them?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Why would we think that God wants to do something evil to us and he's pleading with us and he has the power to get rid of us and stop us anytime he wants to, but he pleads with us? It's kind of like when you're in a relationship with somebody. And you know how we are, the men, The wife, usually it's the wife. Well, I did everything for him. I cooked and I washed his clothes. Now you did. And I did all these things for you. Amen. And even though I did all of these things for you, and now you left me. Well, why did you leave me? What did I do to him? I did everything for you. You know, that's what we say in the world. Amen. I did everything for you. No, you didn't.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. But then you wonder why he left. Relationship. Why did he leave? Or why did she leave? You know, he thought he was doing, he did everything, but he wasn't doing it. But God comes in and say, now, well, what have I done? Can you name something that I've done to you that makes you not want to serve me? Well, what is it about God that we don't want to serve him? What has he done to you? I gave you breath. I give you the breath. The breath that you're breathing, I give it to you, amen. The life that you're living, I give it to you, amen. The food that you're eating, I created the food that you eat, amen. Huh? I created the water that you drink. You know, everybody got to, you know, when we talk about water, everybody know what water is, but they can't make none. Hallelujah. Come on, you know water is H2O, right? Amen. But you can't make none. Mm-hmm. You know the formula for it, but you can't make it, amen. Huh? So God said, I created something that man can't even duplicate. The water that you drink, I made it, and man can't even duplicate it because he knows what the formula is for it, but he can't duplicate it. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Amen. So God said, I did all of these things. I give you the strength to get up every morning. I give you the ability to walk, amen. I give your body the ability to heal itself, amen. When things get broken, amen, I give your body the ability to mend things back together, amen. I give your tendon the strength to be able to carry things. I do all of this for you. Amen. And not only did I do all of this for you, but I died. I went to the cross for you. I had judgment against you. And even the judgment that I had against you, amen, because you broke my law. But rather than to hold the judgment against you, I came down and fulfilled my own judgment so I wouldn't have to sentence you. Well, can I do anything more for you? What more can I do? What more can a man do? Said to lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah. And Jesus came and laid his life down for you and I just so that we could serve him. What more can he do?
Amen.
What more can he do than to shed his blood upon a cross, amen, and be beaten by many stripes? He was beaten unmerciful where he wasn't even beyond recognition. And he took that for you and I so that we could serve him. What more, he said, can I do to convince you that I love you and I want you to serve me?
Amen.
Nobody else will show that kind of love towards somebody, and then you're trying to find fault on why you won't obey.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me today? Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I don't know how it is that the sinner man, that where people won't come to the Lord and serve God when God giving them everything they got. He said, I gave you everything, and you still turn your back on me. What is it that I've done to you to make you want to do that to me? Hallelujah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, why is it that you don't want to obey me?
Yes,
when I can take in everything that you got, even if the little stuff that you got, it belongs to me because I gave it to you. But then you don't want to serve me. And the things that you want to serve give you no benefits, but they hell. All the benefits you got in it is hell.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't like to talk about it, but it's hell. Hell is in the Bible a lot many times. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
But hell wasn't made for you.
Amen.
Hell, God made the hell for the devil and his angels. But if you want to go with the devil and his angel, go ahead, he said. I'm not, but I'm doing everything necessary for you not to go there. I laid it out on the table for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I laid my love out on the table for you. I stretched him out wide where that everybody could see it. I made sure he was noticeable, amen, because we hung him high, amen. I took all his clothes off of him, so he was laid out ashamed for you. He was doing it all for you and I. He wasn't just doing it to be doing it, but he was doing it to demonstrate his love for you, and
amen.
Yet you say you don't want to say.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I love you.
Yes.
I love you, God says. I love you.
Yes.
I was the one that brought you out of Egypt.
Yes.
When you were in bondage, I brought you out. You were slaves. I brought you out. You're free, and now you're free. You don't want to serve me now. And you were serving the master in the cotton field every day. Well, you're picking cotton every day, amen. And you were chopping corn, amen. Praise God. And you was working like a slave, wasn't getting nothing for it. I had you in the cotton field, but I brought you out of the cotton field, and now you got up and you think you're something somewhere, and you got a little house now, you got a little car now, but yet you don't want to serve me. I gave you all those things. Why is it that you don't want to serve me, God said?
Amen.
What problem do you have with me? Do you have a problem with God?
Thank you,
what has he done to you?
Yes.
What did he do to you? But love, besides love you, but you don't want to serve him.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to serve the world, and the world is always out to get you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world is always looking for something. Okay, where you go, amen. If you go to the club, come on, buy some liquor. You know, you got to make some money, amen. I got to serve you some debt, amen. I got to serve you some spirit, amen. Come on, amen.
Yeah.
If you go to the strip club, they're going to sell you something. I'm going to sell you a lap dance, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, I'm going to shake my booty in your face or something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But because what is it? I'm serving you something. Because you wouldn't be going there if you weren't looking for something. You wouldn't be pulling your dollars out and stuffing them in the breast and stuffing them in the... Yeah, you wouldn't be doing all of that, amen? Because, you're paying for it. You're trying to pay for it. What is it? You're trying to pay for a feeling.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're trying to pay for something that is going. You think is going to relax you and makes you feel better. Most of the time, it makes you feel better. You know, I don't know what it makes you feel better about yourself, but it excites you.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for excitement, amen. God said, will not I give you excitement if you praise my name? If you begin to put my words in your mouth and you begin to lift your hands up to me and declare, amen, God is good and his mercy and do it forever, when you begin to give me praise, I'll put some excitement in your life without cost. Won't cost you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 55 said, come ye and buy without money, without price, amen. And so in other words, you don't have to go pay for it. Everything that the world got, you got to pay for it. Come on, buy some spirits. But why am I going to spirit? Because I want to feel good about myself. You know, the reason most of the time we do something because most of the time you don't know who you are within yourself. You're trying to find a reason to be happy. That's why we do things in the world. We try to find a reason to be happy. We try to find some joy. Amen. We try to find purpose. You know, we do things because we want to say that we are doing something. for most of the things that you're doing, majority of the time, it's not adding the value to you. It don't make you feel no better. It don't make you think no better. You're just doing something because you want to just be able to say, I'm doing something. Man, you don't have you don't have nothing in your life. Amen. You need to be doing something. You need to be doing something. Yes, yes. You can have joy within yourself just knowing God is there. I don't understand. I have peace on the inside just knowing God is there. I don't understand it. Huh? This is why we said we have to believe it, amen. Mm-hmm. See, God is trying to get the world to turn around, amen.
Yes, Lord.
If you got something against him, he said, bring it before me and tell me what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a controversy with me, he said, tell me what it is. Tell me why you don't want to serve me, God is saying. Tell me why you don't want to live for me. Tell me why you don't want to be saved, amen. What kind of problem you got with God is what he's saying here. Israel, what kind of problem do you have with me, Israel? Didn't I bring you out when you was a slave? Didn't I feed you when you was hungry? Huh? When there was no food, I fed you manna from on heaven. Oh, Israel, I fed you manna, Israel. Oh, Israel, when you was in the desert and there was no water. I caused water to come out of rock for you, Israel. I did all this for you.
Amen.
Come on, Israel. I killed all your enemies, all the enemies that was in your way. I destroyed all the enemies that was in your way to stop that was trying to hinder you from making to the promised land. I got rid of all that, Israel. Why is it, Israel, that you don't want to serve me? Those God was trying to kill you, but I came to save you, Israel. Well, what is it that... So what does God ask the people of God today? What's the problem? Did I destroy your enemies? The wages of sin was death, and the gift of God was eternal life. Did I pay the price for your sin? Did I shed my blood so you could be redeemed? So what is it? Didn't he destroy the devil? The works of the devil? The works of the devil have been destroyed in your life. The only thing you got of it is the memory. See, we don't like to accept that, amen. That God has made us free of sin. When we say free of sin, sin has been destroyed. The only thing left is the memory. I use that to say, you know, when I said the only thing is left is the memory, when we talk about sin has been defeated and destroyed, the only thing left is the memory. Jesus has defeated sin, but the memory is still there. When you got a parent, you know, like me, my parents are gone. My parents are deceased. They're dead. Amen. Mama gone. Amen. My mother is no more. Amen.
Amen.
But the memory of my mother lingers on.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Is it 12 yet? Yeah, the memory of my mother lingers on, amen. And when I say that the memory of my mother lingers on, you see, she's dead, but the memory is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Sin is dead. Sin is dead in your life. And what you're dealing with now, you're battling with the memory of sin.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Can somebody hear what I'm saying? Amen.
Amen.
You're battling with the memory of sin.
Mm-hmm.
When you accepted Jesus as your Savior and you were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you got filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, then the Bible says in Romans chapter 6:6, he says that we have to consider the old man dead indeed to sin. When I consider the old man dead, what I'm dealing with now is the memory of the old man.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's normally what happens, even though God brings us out of something, but we still have the memories of the things that we're dead, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you don't forget. That's what you got to deal with. You got to deal with the memory of it, amen. It's gone, but still, the memory is still there.
Yes.
That's what Paul had to say when he was dealing with his problem, amen. When the mind I'm gonna serve the mind of Christ. In other words, in my mind, in my thoughts, amen. I'm gonna serve Christ, but in my flesh, because that's what the problem is, baby. That's what I'm dealing with.
Amen.
I'm dealing with the memory of it, amen.
I'm dealing with what I used to be, amen. And what I used to deal with, amen. That's what you're dealing with, amen. What is the controversy you got with Jesus? Why is it that we don't want to serve him?
Hallelujah.
Another big question. Another bigger question. Another big question. Hallelujah.
I'm waiting on the answer, amen.
You know, you can't. Ain't no answer. A man with a deal, man with a deal on his own. Man wants to deal on his own. There ain't no question. That's a go ahead and preach your word. I got something to say to you anyway.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. So God said, now I've done everything for you. Now tell me why you don't want to serve me. Is there somebody online today? Can you say why it is that you don't want to serve God? And then you don't own nothing of you. It's nothing belong to you. You don't even own the breath. You don't own your life. You don't own your energy. You don't own the strength. You don't own the molecule. You don't just own anything. Amen. Psalm chapter 50, amen. Psalm chapter 50. I say somebody needs to repent today. Somebody needs to get saved, amen. God wants you to bring your situation to him and tell him why is it that you don't want to be saved? Why you don't want to obey? Why you don't want to do what's right? Psalm chapter 50, let's see. What did I say, 15, 16? Let's start at 16 since time is running out like quick. Psalm chapter 50, verse 16. Let's read it.
Unto the wicked, God said.
Unto the wicked. Now, God, I'm talking to your wicked folks now, amen. The folks that won't repent. Folks that don't want to do right. I'm talking to y'all now. God said, I'm talking to y'all now. Talk to the saved people all the time. You got to talk to the wicked. Those that don't know God and refuse God. Those that don't love God, amen. Those that don't love his word, amen. Those don't love doing right, don't like doing right. So he shall say to the wicked, read.
What has thou to do to declare my statutes,
you know, my doings and what's right? What I read?
That thou shouldst take my covenant in thy mouth. Seeing thou his instructions and cast my words before thee.
Now, this is what God said. That, well, what is it that you declare my stature and you take hold of my covenant? You know how people take hold of God's covenant? What do you do when you take hold of God's covenant? Here you say, I'm saved. I believe that Jesus died and he rose again. I'm saved, you know. I took hold of the covenant, amen. The covenant, amen. You got the covenant in your mouth. You declare, you say that you're saved, but you're not acting right.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that you are, but you're not living right.
Yes,
you're saying that you are, but you're not thinking right, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You're sort of going along with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than going along with God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I call the break of reason. The break of reason is when Eve decided that she was going to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
At first, she didn't have but one thought. And the only thought she had in the beginning was God.
Mm-hmm.
But when she partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then the controversy started.
Yeah.
She decided she was going to go out on the limb on her own, even though God had told her she was going to die. And she listened to the lies of the devil and said that she wasn't going to die. And she believed that what the devil said, and so she went against God. So here it is today, that it's the same way today, that we're going against God, because the devil has told us something is not going to happen to us, that God has told us it is, amen. And so now you're in a controversy between what I want and what God wants. You're dealing with yourself. You want to serve God on one side, but there are things on the other side you don't want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You want to serve God, but there are things that you don't want to quit doing.
Mm-hmm.
We want to serve God, amen. You know, everybody wants to go to heaven. Don't nobody want to go to heaven.
Nobody wants to go there. Because you don't even like crying out, amen. You don't even like get your hand burned. You want people to move fast, just start a fire. You don't take people on the move when there's a fire, amen.
Amen.
Huh? I can declare, fire! Everybody, y'all knock each other over trying to get out that door.
Amen.
Why? Because you're trying to get away from it, amen. Mm-hmm. But here, when we talk about the fire of God's anger that's going to be upon you because you neglected to do what he asked you to do, then you are like you're afraid of that. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, because judgment don't come as soon as God says it, we think it's not going to happen. That's how we think that.
Amen.
We don't believe it's going to happen, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's kind of like my mama kept telling me the heater was hot. And I see that red spot on that big boy heater. And boy, it was just amazing to see that spot on that heater all the time. And always, boy, I don't put your hand on that heater. I come back the next day. Yeah, it's nice and red. You know the big boy heater is? Mm-hmm. Amen. People don't call me with around. Yeah. I was about 67 years old, you know. I just had to put my hand on that. And the red spot just amazed me on it. There's a little round spot on the stuff. It just amazed me. Boy, don't put your hand on it. It's going to burn you, son. Don't put your thing on it. So that he was saying, okay, mama, don't put your thing. And finally, one day, you know, I couldn't take it no longer. I couldn't take it no longer. I had to see. What was it about? What was the fire about, amen? I had to see. So I finally put my thing on that boy. It just touched my finger. Oh, man, smoke, you can smell it all through the house. I burned myself because mama told me that he was hot, and I wouldn't listen to correction, amen. Mm-hmm. See, most of us don't get burned, amen, is because what he said, they won't obey instruction, amen. They won't follow instruction, amen. In other words, they won't do what God said. You won't do what I ask you to do. And so, therefore, that's just like touching the heater. I'm putting my hand on something I know it's going to burn. Can you play with hot coals of fire and not get burned, amen? Can you, God is a consuming fire. Can you play with God?
No.
And then not get consumed by his fire? Not get consumed by his anger? Can you play with God? Can you do what you want to do and not follow the instructions? A lot of people would be delivered because they don't understand God. When God tells you easily, follow my instructions, just do what I tell you to do, and you'll be delivered. And because you don't understand how it works, you go to the doctor, you don't know how it works. You don't know how that medicine works. And then you don't know what that 5% shot is going to do for you. You don't know whether you're going to die next week or not. But you took it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You don't know. You don't know what that action is going to do, but you took it and it stopped your headache. You didn't know how it worked.
Amen.
You took it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what they're doing to us now. Amen. But you see it here. Well, I'm going to leave you out of state. Well, where are you going? Well, I'm going down to Puerto Rico. Because they got problems down there, too.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that we can't just obey God and listen to what he said? If God said, open your mouth and I'll fill it. If God said, confess with your mouth the Lord, I'll save you. If he said, expose the devil and I'll heal you from it. But we can't do that because we always want to hide. What is it we hide? Well, we hide to shame. The enemy of deliverance is shame. Well, I don't want to say that because I'm ashamed. Jesus showed you how to come ashamed, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Just let it all hang out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm exposing myself to the whole world. I didn't leave nothing covered.
Mm-hmm.
I just exposed myself to the whole world to let you know. If I can do this and not be ashamed of it, then the things that you've been through, you can confess it and not be ashamed of it. Come in with me today.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying, huh?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
There's nothing you've been through that's too hard that God can't cover, amen. His mercy, amen, will overtake it. So if we're going to take the covenant of God and put it into the mouth, then why aren't we following the covenant? If Jesus came and gave a covenant of righteousness, and then I'm walking contrary to righteousness, then am I walking according to the covenant, or do I just have it in my mouth? Y'all got, nobody's got an answer for me there? Amen. You take the covenant in my mouth, he says, and what? Seeing thou hatest instruction and cast it my word behind thee, when thou sawest thief, then thou contended with him, and has been partakers with the adulterer. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, thy tongue praying to speak, thou sitting and speaking against your brother. Now this is what God says. You're talking against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things thou hast done. God said, I kept silent. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such as one as yourself. But I will reprove thee and set thee in order before thy eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there'll be none to deliver you. Hallelujah. We don't want to get to that place, amen. If that's you on Facebook Live today, you on Facebook, and you on online today, if that's you on Facebook today, why is it that you won't serve God when he made it so easy? When said in Romans 10 and 9, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, you can be saved. I made it easy for you to serve me. I took away your sins, amen, just so you can be righteous for me. I mean, that's good, isn't it, amen? Because he fixed everything that so that you can be in covenant with him, so you can be together with him, and yet we reject it. When the Bible scriptures say, well, how do you do the works of God? He said, to do the works of God is to believe on him whom God has sent. That means you need to believe on Jesus. Now, what is it about believing on yourself? I don't understand it all right now. What is it about believing on Jesus that changes your heart and changes your life and changes your mind, amen, and gives you life? Well, what is it about believing on a man that died, that came from Galilee, that died on the cross for you, that talking about this man? What is it about talking about this man that will change your life and make you want to do better? That's what it's all talking about. The wisdom of God is greater than men. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, amen. Talk about the wisdom of God is greater than men. Mm-hmm. That the preaching of the cross is foolish to them that don't believe.
Amen.
And I said, well, wow, the preaching of the cross is foolish. And so when I said up there, talk about a man that died on the cross and shed his blood, said, that seemed foolish. Well, why are you talking about it and I got all these problems? Mm-hmm. That don't make sense, does it? And so you, if you want to be saved today, you can be saved. Jesus Christ died, shed his blood that you might live and have life. And you need to repent. If you got a problem with God, go tell him what it is. Tell him what it is. Tell him what it is to you that you don't want.
Yes, amen.
And he'll talk to you back. Repent and be baptized, everyone, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Now, if God gave you instructions to be baptized in Jesus' name, and you decide you want to do it another way, then you wouldn't follow the instructions.
Amen.
You did what you wanted to do. You did what the physician wanted to do. You got saved the way the preacher said get saved. And you get saved the way God said get saved. Amen?
Amen.
When he said what? To be filled with the Holy Ghost must be born of the Spirit. And then somebody told you you don't need it. Well, you're not following his way, you're following your way. Mm-hmm. I know you shook the preacher's hand. Let me shake your hand, Sister Pat. Because God bless the page here. I'm shaking our hand. You saved, Sister Pat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
People these days,
I'm trying to talk about something that's real that goes on all the time, amen. You know the Sunday they told you, come on up front and shake your hand. Amen. And you shook his hand. And then you say, but you didn't follow on. That was the spark, amen, to make a confession, amen.
Amen.
Shall be saved. You shall be saved. I mean, the thing has been extended. Shall be.
Mm-hmm.
If I plant the seeds today, I might not get a crop today. The crop may not come up and they sweet. But if it's a good seed, it's guaranteed to come up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Accepting Jesus Christ is a good seed. And then if you don't want to be saved today, will you please write me and tell me why you don't want to serve Jesus? What did he do to you? If there's somebody online, you need to be saved today, you need some prayer, I'm quitting today, amen. I just don't, what is it that God has done to you? The reason you don't want to serve him. I want you to deal with that tonight and ask yourself that, amen. If there's somebody who wants to be saved, the right way. Somebody got a testimony.
Praise God.
Hold on a minute here. Amen. To all of you on Facebook there, Facebook Live today, I thank y'all for tuning in today. Amen. If you'd like to make any donation, you can send it to calchurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it PayPal or Cash App. And you can also send it Zales. Amen. Amen. We appreciate anything that you give. Amen. If God lays it on your heart to give, you send it. Amen.
Yeah.
And otherwise, amen, let God be your guide, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to tell you if you send it, amen, you're going to get a new house or you're going to get a new car. Well, I'm going to show you how to pray for $1,500, but we don't do none of that, amen. We all leave it up to your heart. So thank you all for tuning in today on Facebook Live. God bless y'all. See y'all next time. Amen. All right, brother, go ahead now.
Yeah, I just want to give God his praise. Because what's wrong with the people in the world today? They don't believe in hell. They don't believe in hell because that man believes in hell when he die, he'll have a lot more faith. We don't preach enough hell. We don't preach enough. People go in the world today, like I said, they believe in man.
Man
is good. He wakes with God. Because I had prostate. When I had to make water, I couldn't even do that. Man, I went to the doctor and he operated on me and made me. I said I could use the bathroom. God went through the man. God went through man. We don't jump out the hollow. Man, this man can't do this. Man, God give man not to do this way. He man will cut you, and God will make you well.
Amen.
Amen. God got his way of doing everything. God got his way. We got to thank God is in heaven. God power. All things God do is I speak it. When I speak it, it can happen. You hear me? See,
amen.
The problem is we ain't got enough people out here in this world today now to preach his word. But see, for the average person in this world, the people that I knew I'm going to die, but when I die, that's it. That's it. See, that's what the people mind today. They don't believe in hell. How do you think you breathing? Why do you think you get breathless? How do you think you walk? He can make eye, but he can't make it see. He can create a heart, but he can't make it beat. He can create half, but he can't make it grow. This man doesn't do nothing that God let him do. You know? That's man's problem today. The no belief. Yeah, man got a big problem. Sometimes I don't wish, but just like you said, God will talk to you. I remember when I was working, I was going down this hill about a big truck, about 100-some miles per hour. Some told me, he said, suppose you have a blowout on the front tire. He said, do you think they'll fire part of you? Now, who was that talking? Go ahead, God is good. He knows when you're in danger. He gets you out of danger. Every time he gets hurt, everybody has, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Call the preacher. Prepare for me. The time you get well, you're back in the same old situation that you were in before you left out there. Look at God brought me through all this, what I've been through. I turned 84 days ago, 5 days ago.
Amen.
And I'm still alive.
84 years ago.
I'm still walking. I still can go out there and pick up stuff, still do for myself. Thank God. I ain't bragging. There are some people older than me, but, you know, I just want to do that. Thank God for it. I thank God for it. Let me live every day. I got it. That's my testimony. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Well, thank God for Brother Brian there, 84 years old. He can still walk. He can still talk. He can still move. Amen. Still do everything. And so praise God for him. Amen. So God bless you. Thank God for we got Christian. Amen. He's getting older. He's growing older. Amen. So praise God for him growing older. Amen. So God bless him today. How many? Amen. He got past 10. Amen. Praise God in Jesus' name. God bless you. I'll see y'all next week. God bless you.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been good. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel a sparrow sing, when I cannot feel a melody, there's a secret place that's full of rain.
Yes,
there's a blessing in the song.
Y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. And when you go through something, that's where you meet Jesus. Can I get a witness to this? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body.
Yes, sir.
When the pain just won't leave my soul.
This is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees. The same Jesus, please.
There's a blessing in the song. I need a witness in
here. There's a blessing in the song.
Some of y'all have been in some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need. Family.
When I cannot see the love again.
Yes, sir.
And the raindrops fall.
But if you just hold on,
if you just hold on,
these clouds,
those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, sir.
There's a blessing in the storm.
Come on, somebody.
Help me sing it. There's a blessing.
Here we go.
Rain drop,
yeah.
Ever rain.
My brother, if you hold on.
Yeah. hold on.
Oh, my sister.
So thou wilt soon be gone.
Because there's a blessing.
There's a blessing in the storm.
Blessing in the storm.
Help me sing it.
There's a blessing.
There's a blessing in the storm.
Hallelujah.
Help me sing it.
Come on.
There's a blessing in
yes,
the storm.
I feel like having a little church up in there. I know the record is almost over, but can we have a little church before the record is over? Uh-huh. Listen, this is what I want to tell you. Listen, listen, listen. Go ahead and let them talk about you. Because remember.
Yeah, something is missing. The chairs are missing.
You hear what I said? It's the washer.
The host has ended this call. Goodbye.